And we're going to our phone lines now to talk to Billy Muir, Director of LBJ Consultants. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Hello, thank you.
We're delighted to have you on the show. Tell us a wee bit about your business before you ask your question for Tom and Willie.
Okay, we are LBJ Consultants. We offer outsourced HR and employment law services to small and medium enterprise companies throughout Scotland.
Oh, you'll be busy then, I would imagine.
Yes, we're always busy. Too busy, some never complain about that.
Indeed. So, what's your question then for Tom and Willie?
Okay, my question is, how important do you think it is that small to medium businesses have proper HR and employment law advice and support to help them succeed post the pandemic?
Excellent question, Tom.
Hi, Billy. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Great. Well, listen, I think it's really important when you're growing HR and employment law advice is something that sometimes just gets put under the carpet because the busy entrepreneur doesn't quite have time, doesn't quite know the ins and outs. And I think this as an outsource to a small and growing business is a huge benefit. When did you start this, Billy?
We've been in business in this company since 2016, although my previous history, I've been involved in this for over about 30 years now.
Right,
but
okay.
Running this company since 2016.
Yeah, so I would say this is a vital service, and because these days, you know, if you get this stuff wrong, it can cost you as an entrepreneur thousands of pounds. So good on you for providing this. Willie, what do you think?
Yeah, morning, Billy.
Morning.
Yeah, I agree with Tom. I says small businesses probably can't afford to have their own HR and their own employment lawyer. So I think that this service is an outsource offer is vital. And I would encourage every small business, medium or startup, that to straight away, the minute that you go to employ anyone, is to make sure that you have that expertise covered. And I think to buy it in when you need it, when you're a small business, is definitely the way to do it. Before you build up and get larger, you have to take people on. I remember back in the day when I took on my very first HR person, and now I think there's a whole floor of them, right? So, but to answer your question, I think it's absolutely vital that SMEs have that expertise at hand.
Just on what you were saying there, unfortunately, we find that when people contact us, it's usually too late.
Yep.
They've dropped on board, and they sometimes end up at tribunal, employment tribunal cases.
So what do you see, Billy, as the biggest issues these businesses face?
You know, all these lack of understanding when they're a small business and they try to soldier on through by issues that can be resolved quite easily if they seek some proper advice.
Billy, can I give you a wee tip? You may already be doing this, so forgive me if you are. Would it not be an idea to approach a lot of the smaller companies? They're always worried about cost. Could you work on a retainer basis?
We do monthly contracts and we can cover employees for £10 per month.
Yeah.
Per employee. So it's a risk assessment. It's a risk management. You know, that is it worth spending that X amount of pounds? So I mean, an unfair dismissal claim. The average award that an unfair dismissal claim at the tribunal is £10,000.
Wow. Yeah. Right.
And the average case lasts for 3 days. So if you're employing a lawyer to go there for 3 days plus the preparation time. £1,000.
Sounds very reasonable, Billy. Is business good just now?
We're doing okay, yeah, we're doing okay. Obviously, we could be doing better, but we're doing okay. We do loads of women's aid throughout Scotland, rape crises. We do lots of charities, small businesses. We're in multi-utilities. We've got a wide range of clients, so yeah. we cover a spectrum.
Billy, I would just put a wee slant on the retainer thing. You know, see, rather than the £10 a month per employees are not somewhere you could give someone an all-inclusive deal for, like, say, there's £2,000 a year or something or whatever, so there's a kind of cap on it.
That's absolutely right. That's what we do. I mean, what we do is we say it's X amount a month, you know. And we're very flexible. We assess what the company's like and how likely there is bubble before we come up with prices. It isn't a fixed price. That £10 was sort of
the indicator. Yeah.
We also offer a service where we people who've got HR presently, where we support service for the more complex cases.
Yep.
Billy, you talk about resolving cases and sometimes HR seen as that, but in your experience, what are the benefits of good HR?
We pride ourselves in working in partnership with our clients, and we try to anticipate a problem and stop it becoming a problem. That, I think that's vital. Some of our competitors actually, we find that they don't offer the sort of personal touch that we do. We like to go and visit clients, come like their internal HR, although we aren't, you know, we're external. But we like to see and help them grow. We do lots of stuff with job evaluations and salary reviews and things like that as well.
Let me give you an example of where we work this similar way. We work with a recruitment company, and we've worked with them for nearly 20 years now, and they have managed over the years now to feel as if that they're part of the family, that they're part of our company. And I think that's, and because of that, you know, you've always got a loyalty to them. So I think that model you've said there is will work for you. Well, I hope you go from strength to strength.
Yep, good luck, Billy.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
That's great.
The Go Radio Business Show with Workflow Solutions, the work from anywhere experts.